B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This is a pretty wild story out of California. Bodega Bay is where this happened. Dozens of people at a popular Northern California coastal overlook watched as an SUV drove through a parking lot without braking and then plunged off a cliff into the rocks below, killing two women. The cause of the weekend crash is still under investigation.
Do you remember that last story where it was like two yoga instructors and the woman drove? It sounds like the exact same thing.
And there were several people in that car, right?
Yes, there were.
Yeah. But initial witness accounts indicated that the vehicle drove through a wooden barrier in a large parking area. Witnesses saw the vehicle driving through the parking lot, and it just kept going. It didn't stop. There was no accelerating, but there was no braking. Investigators were still trying to determine if the crash was accidental or intentional. Both women were found dead when rescuers made it down to the Toyota SUV, which had landed on its roof on the rocks about 100 feet below. Authorities identified the driver as Maria Tizera and the passenger as Elizabeth Correa, both of the San Francisco Bay Area. They were mother and daughter, by the way. You know, it sounds, it could be anything. It could have been a suicide. It could have been a murder-suicide. It also could have been a medical emergency.
It's quite possible.
Which happens from time to time. And the driver's incapacitated, and then the car goes where it goes.
On the Pacific Coast Highway, say if you pass out or black out for a second and you're riding along the ridge of a cliffside, yep, you're going to die.
The crash happened Saturday as hikers and beachgoers flocked to the scenic Pacific Ocean overlook to take advantage of clear weather on Easter weekend. So that's a horrible thing.
That's terrible.
Some people don't seem to understand how money works. A guest at Disney World allegedly refused to follow COVID-19 safety protocols back in February. Kelly Sills of Louisiana reportedly walked past a temperature checkpoint near the park's retail and restaurant area and refused to return and complete the check when confronted by staff. Authorities soon arrived and took the man into custody. Now, they say that Sills said that he paid $15,000 for the trip to the park, and therefore, he couldn't be arrested.
Well, no.
He also reportedly claimed to be a stockholder in Disney and allegedly told police officers he was willing to have his temperature checked after he was already being escorted out of the park. Okay, I'll do it now.
All right, I didn't want to play this card, but my name is Walter Disney.
Disney World said in a statement, guests have been overwhelmingly supportive of our protocols. Millions of guests visit our theme parks each year, and in rare instances when things of this nature occur, we hold them accountable. The Orlando Sentinel reports Sills recently pleaded not guilty to charges of trespassing in relation to the incident.
Jace plays flag football, and when you walk in, they have a huge TV screen up on this mount. And I walked in, and I was standing near the field, and I see all these people, and they walk up, they stand, guy nods, walks away, like person after person after person. I'm like, what are they doing over there? And they're like, it's the temperature check you have to go through before you walk in. Meanwhile, I walked right in, right past it. I'm like, oops.
By the way, did you have a nipple piercing?
Probably. That's what happened this week.
A 77-year-old woman was arrested after she allegedly threw food at and struck her husband Thursday evening. Deputies were called to a home after the husband of Marion Elizabeth Magnone had called law enforcement. Now, he said they had been arguing when the altercation occurred, and he attempted to get her to sit down on the couch in the living room. And it appeared Marion had been drinking, and she claimed the altercation erupted after her husband had showed his friends a nude picture of his late wife. She didn't like that.
Wow.
And so she hit him with some food.
Like a ravioli?
I don't know. She was booked at the county detention center on a $1,000 bond. All right, this is kind of a lengthy story, but I'll end with this. And this is what stalkers do, gang. A 46-year-old man faces charges after investigators found he was using multiple electronic devices, including tracking devices, to stalk two ex-coworkers. Police have charged Donald Byers with several stalking and harassment-related charges. Police began investigating when a man came forward and said that he was being harassed and stalked. He told police that he was in a relationship with a coworker around December of 2019 when he received a text from a number that he didn't recognize. The number was threatening the man to stop speaking with the woman. He spoke with her about it, and she believed it to be this guy, Byers, who was another co-worker at the time. She said that he had allegedly wanted a relationship with her. She wanted nothing to do with him. The man told police that Byers was eventually terminated from employment at the company, but kept receiving text messages and phone calls from different phone numbers revolving around his relationship. Now, around December of last year, the man told police that the woman sent him a picture of his vehicle outside of a restaurant, and she told him that it came from a spoofed number she believed that belonged to buyers. Over the next several months, she would receive pictures of the man's vehicle at different locations from different numbers. The man reports that he went to a restaurant for lunch. Buyers entered and sat next to him. On another occasion, he was shopping at a grocery store, and he noticed Buyers was following him through the store with an empty cart. And then on January 15th, he told police he received a text message that from Buyers that said, "I think I finally drove a big enough wedge between you and her for her to give up on you finally. It cost me my job and a ton of money, but if I wasn't able to have her, I was going to make sure that you weren't either. You might have to think that I've lost, but you really lost someone who would have done anything to love you. Just keep pushing her away because of what I did. 2 falls ago, bingo, I accomplished what I was after. Not much to say to that." And then in March, he received another text message from another number talking about stickers on the back of his tailgate. He told police he looked and there were 6 stickers that had the woman's name on them and read, "I'm loving it," with a McDonald's logo on them. And this stuff just kept going on.
Yeah.
And so they eventually got a warrant to search this guy's house and vehicle. They found items such as USB drives, laptop, Samsung tablet, cloud storage device, portable drone, Netgear router, an Aris modem, a duffel bag with other electronic devices, empty track boxes, McDonald's stickers that the man found on
his tailgate. So he didn't really enjoy McDonald's.
A box of keys with the man's phone number on them, multiple pieces of paper with screenshots of messages between the man and buyers. So this guy was just... taking it to the level of just obsessive.
Right.
It was taking over his life.
How far away from violence was he at this point?
They don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was just like constantly for a long time. Buyers had posted $40,000 bail and has a preliminary hearing. I know there's probably people cringing right now because they've had a similar experience of somebody who just won't let it go.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
The son of a California man who choked to death during an amateur taco eating contest at a minor league baseball game is suing the event's organizers for negligence. Yeah.
Leave the taco eating to professionals.
18-year-old Marshall Hutchings lawsuit alleges his father, Dana, was not made aware of the risks and danger involving in an eating competition. The 41-year-old died after choking on tacos while competing in a contest during the Fresno Grizzlies game in 2019. Participants competed to devour as many tacos as possible during a certain amount of time. The suit names Fresno Sports and Events, the owner of the Grizzlies. Professionals in the sport of competitive eating train and make themselves physically ready to participate, according to Hutchins' attorney. But that is not always present in an amateur eating contest. The conductors of this event should have made the risks known to the competitors and taken steps to protect them, according to the lawsuit. This is why Bill never wants us to do any type of eating contest.
I know.
I understand.
Or bring horses up here.
Yeah, no more bringing horses up here. all right, step aside.
Those two things.
Step aside.
No tacos or horses. Or
cinnamon toast crunch.
Oh!
Flamin' Hot Cheetos has raised a man's shrimp tails and rat poop claims with a bullet. At least that's what a father in Montana is claiming. Bowhorn Weasel of Elmo, Montana.
Bowhorn Weasel's the guy's name?
That's the guy's name.
Oh, boy, what? No wonder he lives in Montana.
Said that he bought the bag of chips on Saturday at a local convenience store, and his 6-year-old son broke it open Easter Sunday for a little spicy chow down.
Well, we'll look into this, Mr. Weasel.
The boy found the bullet at the bottom of the bag after devouring the chips. The bullet appears to have Hot Cheetos red coating on it.
Mm.
Bo scoffs at the doubters, saying that a bullet didn't just drop out of the sky into the bag.
You think I'm stupid? Is that what you call me? Stupid?
And don't even get him started with people who think that he made this whole thing up.
Didn't make it up.
Bo says...
That guy, cinnamon toast crunch.
Bo Horn Weasel said that he reached out to Frito-Lay on Facebook... and also fired off an email.
This is my wife, Crapstein Pusswort.
Oh,
Crapstein, eh?
Wait, you heard Crapstein?
Yeah.
I heard Crabsteam.
I heard Crapstein.
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 What are you, stupid?
You got an accent. I'm sorry.
Don't you dog speak English?
He claims that it wasn't long before a company rep reached out with a specialist who told Bowhorn Weasel that they're taking the matter seriously.
All right.
Bo says Frito-Lay is sending him a kit for some sort of testing.
Here's your bullet testing.
Bo says that he's not looking for compensation. He just wants Frito-Lay to take a hard look so this thing doesn't ever happen again.
Are they sending him a pistol?
Yeah. Yep. Bullet.
Yeah.
A Chinese woman was surprised when she discovered on her son's wedding day that the bride was actually her long-lost daughter.
Is this not crazy? What?
The incident happened on March 31st. The mother-in-law noticed a birthmark on the new daughter-in-law's hand, which was similar to the one on her lost daughter's hand. After spotting the birthmark, the woman approached the bride's parents and asked if she had been adopted over 20 years ago.
That's a Preston and Steve tattoo.
The bride's family was baffled by the question, as it had been a secret.
Yeah.
However, they went on to reveal that they had found a baby girl by the roadside several years ago, whom they brought up as their own daughter. On hearing the story, the bride burst into tears. She wanted to know more about her biological parents. She described the moment of meeting her biological mother as happier than the wedding day itself. And the story didn't end there. There was more to come. The bride was now concerned about marrying her elder brother. However, the mother-in-law revealed that there would be no objection to the marriage as the groom was also adopted.
There you go.
The woman had adopted a boy. After losing all hopes of finding her missing daughter, she had searched for her for years in vain. She said that there would be no problem in their marriage as they were not biological siblings.
How much you want to bet they were biological and she just didn't want to lose the money on the catering?
Maybe. I don't know. All right. So you've heard of cucumber cleanse and garlic vaginal trend or the vaginal steaming. Now there's a new trend to add to the horrifying list of dangerous and baffling things that you should not do to your down there regions. And that would be firing bullion into your butt.
Shooting bullion into your butt?
Yeah. In a Twitter thread that's been widely shared over the last few days, Dr. Silas Agbezi Joy has explained in detail why you shouldn't pump stock cubes into your butt in order to make your buttocks look bigger. This is actually a thing that people appear to be doing, especially in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
So is that a sign of a beauty? Is a gaping butthole?
Bigger? No, it's not your butthole. It's your buttocks.
Oh.
So the bigger buttocks are often seen as more desirable. There's even a song titled Intaba Ya Bandundu that references the practice of inserting Maggie stock cubes as a suppository or mixing them with the water to create an enema. And the song starts by saying, "You have already used 8 of the 10 you took from the kitchen. Use the remaining 2 to season the beans."
Wow, that is a beautiful song. We should get back Amy Leon and see if she. I don't understand a lot of this. How would an enema in any way increase the size of your butt?
I'll explain. For reference, by the way, the cubes contain iodized salt, sugar, chili, peppers, cloves, onion, cornstarch, monosodium gluconate, palm oil, and a few other things. In 2018, a Vice documentary looked into the practice, speaking to women who had gone through the processes or were else tempted by it, some unaware of the potential health problems it could cause, while others knew about it, but they carry on regardless. Now, one woman said, "The doctor advised me never to do it again. The belief, though not backed by scientific evidence, is that the salt will cause the tissue to expand, making the buttocks look larger and rounder. The practice has led to people developing infections and even death." So you don't shoot bullion up your ass.
I think it's not necessarily enema style. I think it's like injection into your
Butt cheeks. All right, so injecting directly into the butt cheeks instead of blowing it up your butthole.
Because the one I was reading was saying going into, it was saying the anus.
I guess so. Both are bad ideas.
Let's not do that.
Right. Don't shoot things into your ass.
And that is what I have in the Bizarro File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarro File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.